put on the red lens to see what's really happening.
You heard the man. Now don't forget to like and subscribe. And one of the gifts that just keep giving are the Karens out there in the world. And they're all over the place. They could be out there when you drive, okay, in your car. They could be out there when you're in the store. Well, they could also be there on the airlines with you.
Okay. Uh-oh. I think I might know where this is going.
And you may, because it's been all over the place, and it is definitely something that we would here at the Red Lens would not let go by. We had to look at this, and there was a lady that became infamous because she was doing her duty, as she thought she felt, where she was wearing her mask on the airline, on the plane flight. And that is a law, okay, that they have with, you know, flying, that you do have to wear a face mask when you're flying. They do circulate the air now in the airplanes. They used to be like manual things. Now they just have them all open so that, you know, it generates new air as it, you know, flows through. But they still want you wearing the face mask because you're sitting, you know, next to each other. They say you can take it off to eat and drink and, you know, have your in-flight meal or your snack or whatever you're doing. Well, I guess this person didn't like the idea of this gentleman doing that. And let's just see how that went about. Masked Karen who hit elderly man in face on Delta flight also makes a bizarre Rosa Parks comparison. So this is great. And here's a little still of the video. Let's see if we can get the original. Here's the original one.
Right, throwing now, hands at everything, huh?
What'd you say?
I said if throwing hands at everything on elbows and stuff.
Oh, what? Yeah. So let's see. This is from a flight from Tampa to Atlanta that got crazy, so to speak, from the Atlanta Uncensored website.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so you have your mask on. We invite you to drink your mask up. Don't dare talk to me like that. You stand your ass up.
Sit down, Karen.
Sit down, Karen.
Somebody with a camera, always somebody with a camera that's got thumb is on the record button.
Oh my god, you know, is it bad that I got turned on the way she was like, put your effing mask on?
Hey now, I don't think so, because it probably was a lot of
she said in a very, obviously, she was drunk, she said in a very drunk, kind of sexy way, put your fucking mask on.
She was probably two mini bottles in, and she had a couple in her.
I mean, but, you know, it was funny, too. She didn't, like, lose her stuff until the guy said, called her the female dog, the bitch, you know? As soon as he said that, that's what she unloaded on. And dude, that guy was 67 years old. So... And that guy took it like a champ. It was just like, think. And he was like, you're still a Karen. And that was great. That was great. He just, he didn't leave anything, like, you know, there was no, like, time. you know, like no pause, no like, oh, I can't believe you did that. Or, you know, he just like took it and that was it. And, you know, it was funny because she's screaming at him about the mask, yet she's yelling at him. And then subsequently, she also spit in his face. I don't know if you caught that.
Actually, no, I didn't, Chris. Another thing I wanted to ask is, were they sitting next to each other?
No. She had been coming back from like the bathroom or something.
Oh, okay.
And, the flight attendant, wanted to hold, like, they would do, she was doing like, drinks, ironically, to people, like in snacks. And she asked, oh, could you just hang out until I'm done? And then I guess that's when she saw this guy. Yeah. And then, you know, it went crazy. But she made a reference to Rosa Parks, like she felt like she was Rosa Parks being put on the back of the bus, you know, because they put her to the back of the plane, you know, and it was like, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
But you know, I wonder, she should have just been, somebody probably should have just zapped her, okay, with a little electricity, put her down, and throw her in the brig. And that's, I'm not even sure if they even have brigs on an airplane, but somebody like that. It's dangerous and it's can ruin a good flight. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah,
throw her in the back and just let her sit there in the cargo hold with the dogs and stuff.
I didn't actually let it go fully, but there's at one point, ironically, some very large black dude comes out from another, like from his seat, and comes up and just like kind of grabs her by the shoulders and kind of just like. Literally walks her backwards to like the back of the. So I don't know if he was like a fire, you know, air marshal or something, but it, you know.
Well, he had better hope he sunk it, because to tell you the truth, he put hands on her. So now, okay, if she really wants to, you know, before you know it, the only man.
Well, no, what it was though is, you know, obviously he must have been somebody, but even if he was just a worker, you're allowed to take. Control of a situation.
Oh, I thought you meant he was a passenger.
Like, the minute the person strikes somebody in a public place like that, you know, whether it's a plane, a boat, or whatever, you know, that all bets are off. You know, you don't, you know, because you don't know what else she has. You know, you don't know. Right.
I thought the old guy, the black guy you told me, I thought he was just a passenger who wanted to intervene.
Again, I don't know what he was, but I think you know, it kind of seemed like he was. You know, some type of law enforcement. So, at the end of the day, you know, frankly, it takes a black guy to calm things down and take control of the situation. Yeah. You know,
big mean scary black guy. Everybody's afraid of big scary mean black guy.
Well, you do that, you know, the Karen like that. Whoa, she's not gonna say anything. Mm. All of a sudden, it's not like, as Florida Jeff says here, it's not an 80-year-old guy. It's you know,
mean, scary black guy. Oh, what are you doing after I get out of arraignment? What are you doing later?
I know, that's right. What's your number? You know, I used to be she used to be a Raider cheerleader too. So
I like being manhandled.
Put on the red lens.
Now don't be a blue pill beta woke loser. Like and subscribe.